Honorable Hermans, Honorable Mdali, u-Honorable Ntlangwini undifowunele ke tshe esithi uzawuqala sami kodwa uzayijoyina phakathi 10 minutes after we started uzawungena. Sengabo ke tshe nabo.
Ase siqala nje ucela Mr. Yina na mute ebuza ngabantu.
Okay,
no, that's fine. We'll just a minute and we'll then start. I'm trying something. I've put on my ears, earphones.
Asukuboni kodwa ke on the video ke mhlambi ifakanga i-video I don't know.
I hope it's not going to disturb the meeting.
Oh, ndiyakubona ke ngoku. But you are on the side chair.
I'm not on the side.
Yes. And we are in the middle kakhe ke ngoku.
I just want to check if I'm audible enough.
Yes, uyavakala nje.
Uyavakala ne?
Yes, Jay. You can hear.
Okay. We are then if all members are ready and in, we will then start, honorable members, our meeting as we agreed last week that we'll have our meeting. But it's important that we do reflect that this morning we woke up with sad news that as the Afghan National Congress we have lost one of our members. She passed on last night. What is so sad is that she was part of the plenary yesterday, and it's one of those things. But what else can we do? And we will then be informed of all relevant logistics that are then going to take place. Having said that, can we just have a moment of silence? May her soul rest in peace. Her name is Dlamini. Bangani libele igama lakhe
Udora.
Okay. Yeah. So we are in that space. Honorable members, I'm of the understanding that. Oh, before that, can we get a roll call?
Okay, Chair. Let me look again and see who else has joined in. Chair, at the moment, I've got yourself. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. I also have Honorable Nkabane. I also have Honorable Denner, Honorable Zuma. I have Honorable Hermans, Honorable Kado, Honorable Begram, Honorable Nonsele, Honorable Yinana, and Honorable Mdabe. Yes, Chair. And then from the staff, we have Utebuho, the researcher, Usbongseni, the content advisor, and myself, and also the substitute Kaposhia Chair, Umvaba Dumezweni, is here today, Chair.
No, thank you very much. We also have the secretary to the whip has also been admitted. he slipped, he missed a step and he fell. He cracked his hip, but he's fine. He has been operated upon. He's fine. He has started his, what's this? His physio. I spoke with him yesterday, Mr. Futa Mandilake. The unfortunate part, as you know, because of COVID-19, we are not allowed to visit. One thing before I forget, Mr. Sakas, I see since we started this meeting, the secretary to the office of the chair doesn't join meetings. I will appreciate if you can communicate with her and check what then is the situation. Because
okay, Chair, if I can just update you on that, our secretaries, executive secretaries, have just been put tools of trade. They will get tools of trade soon because she didn't have a laptop. But okay. All executive secretaries are going to get them soon, so she'll be able to join Chair.
Okay, okay. No, thank you very much. Honourable members, I see on the background that light is disturbing me. Can you mute? You are in a very bad place today, but it's fine. I would appreciate if you can mute. If you can mute yourself, Mr. Bigram. Having said that, honourable members, today we have got two items on our agenda. We are adopting our quarterly reports, the third and the fourth, 18-19. And honourable members will remember that 18-19 is a quarter that was we're finishing off the work of the last term. So that's why we will have a quarter three and four, which is 18-19. Then we will then have also look into the minutes of the first and the second quarter of this financial year. Let me again apologize to members that we are dealing with them so late. We were in fact to deal with them immediately when we were going to come back from the Easter weekend. In particular, the third and the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, the issue of the coronavirus put everything on hold. Having said that, honorable members, we will then start. I'm going to try, because this gadget of mine has got a it has got a challenge of jumping up and down. We will be in the can I first establish if all members do have those documents. The last document will be, which is also part of our agenda, will be discussing our deliberating in terms of our oversight report. Remember that in March we went for oversight. So those are the items which are in today's meeting. Having said that, can we then go to the document in terms of the third quarter? The third quarter of 18-19, that is the
sorry, question. Chair, can I just chip in, Chair, to say I'm sharing it on the screen so that members can have the same that I have, third quarter.
That will be fine for me. That will. But can I check if all members do have the document?
That is on share. It's shared on the screen.
I don't have it. Thank you. But still having it on the screen, I just want to check if members do receive this document as they are being tabled in the committee. Thank you. There we are, members. No, don't be fast.
Okay,
don't
Chair.
Be fast. Okay. Yes, please, we are on the introduction. You can go up. That's number one. Okay. Two, performance per strategic objective. It takes us to page two. Okay, you can go up. Members will indicate. Three, performance per program. Am I audible enough, honorable members?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can move. Doing that? Who's doing that?
It's me, Zolani Chair, who's okay. Sharing.
Four, program per performance of quota 3, 4.1. Okay. 4.2. We're finishing here for page 4. We're in page 5. Four point 3, public employment services. Four point 3.1. Okay, that's page 6. You can move if there are any comments. You can move, Zolan. You are too fast. You skipped something. Okay, go up. Well, okay. 4.3.1, the strategic plan of the public employment services. We're on 4.4, which is labor policy and industrial relations. Then we're on 5.4, which is finances. There is their expenditure information per program. Okay, you're too fast.
Okay, Jen.
Then you are on 6, which is support employment enterprises. Then we're on 6.1, which is their performance and their strategic objective. You can go up. We are on the performance of entities of the Department of Labor. There they are. 7.1 compensation fund. Their mandate and their legislative mandate. 7.1.1, their strategic objective. Okay. Their performance per program. their financial performance, the program, seven point two, which is CCMA. Okay, you can go up. Their dashboard is the quarter 3, 722. Okay, you can go up. Their financial performance in this in that quarter. Go up. We're still on CCMA. Then 7.3, it's Medlec. Its performance, the program. There are challenges that they've experienced in the remedial action in that quarter. You can go up if there are any comments. Then their financial program for that quarter. Go up. Their expenditure, their economic classification, then we're at 7.4, which is Productivity SA. You can move. There is their performance for that quarter. And that is their, that was their performance per quarter 3, 7.4.2. And 7.4.3 was their financial statement for quarter 3, 2018-2019. Then UIF 7.5. Their claims 7.5.2 is their claims comparison. The quarter you see that with them is that they have got a comparison of quarter 1, quarter 2. And quarter 3, so they in this they were then making a comparison. Unfortunately, quarter 1, quarter 2 was not tabled to us because we were not members at the time. UIF financial performance, go up. Their expenditure for that program. Then their economic classification in that quarter. Then we're on point 8. On point 8, those are our committee observations. Any take? Eight point one, eight point two, eight point three. 8.4, 8.5. Can you move up? 8.6. Can I make a correction here on 8.7? Is that I'm just picking this thing up. This sentence that says health and safety in mines is regulated by Mine Health and Safety Act, while all other sectors are regulated by the Occupational Health and Safety. Health is also regulated by a, as much as it has got Occupational Health and Safety, but it is also regulated by the Office of Health Standard Compliance. So if we say all, we will have to go back, content advisor, and check those that are, but if you say all sectors, it then means you mean all, either education, health, so I want to recommend to the committee that we just make that correction there of indicating, but if we say all, somebody in reading this will then begin to say, but we are not aware of some of the acts that are governing some other sectors, which may be because health does look into the occupational health and safety issues in that act, but it has also got an act that governs their inspections, which is Office of Health Standard Compliance. So that's why I want to make that recommendation to the committee. Are there any takers on that?
Chair, it's still observations, then maybe, I don't know, we'll get to the recommendations. I don't know, Chair, sorry.
No, my observation is that if we say all, somebody can say, if we say all, it then means in terms of health, I'm just picking up health, maybe because I'm informed about that situation. Mm-hmm. Or should I rephrase and ask in the committee that will it be a correct phrasing if we say while all other sectors are regulated by occupational health and safety? Can I just get a take from members? Or are members comfortable with that formulation of that sentence in terms of observations? I'm raising this because if my memory is serving me well, when we got that, we were not exposed to other, the department didn't talk, it's rare that it talks about other sectors, not unless a question arises from a meeting or from a member. Feel free to indicate to me that I'm confusing issues, members. It's fine. I don't have an issue with that. Am I still audible? Are people still there?
Yes, Chair. We can hear you. I'm sure members are hearing you.
But truly. So by being silent, it means it's fine, we can pass, you are comfortable with that formulation?
Ngiyakuzwa Sihlalo.
Kubani ophakamisela?
Kunjani uthi siyakuva sihlala.
Nivandoni Mr. Hina.
Uthi uyabuza ba audible enough now we are saying that yes we are audible.
Oh okay. But kule nto ndithetha ngayo, do you have some views or is it fine as it is?
Sir,
who's that? Is that Honorable
Herman? Honorable Herman.
Okay, is there any other person want to speak?
Chairperson, siyakuva sivumelana namasolotya omthetho othi mawafakwe njengamanye amasolotya alawulayo.
Okay.
I've raised the hand, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to the members. My check would be a clarity-seeking question. Whether does then the Mine Health and Safety Act different from Occupational Health and Safety Act? But I haven't had a chance to look at that and research on the two, whether the both acts does exist. If both acts does exist, does therefore then the Occupational Health and Safety crafted differently from the Mine Health and Safety Act? Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Any other taker?
Check. Can I make a proposal, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Mntsele.
Can we flag your proposal and proceed with the sentence as it is?
Okay.
My worry, Chair, is about reporting protocols for all those acts, because you would find that some, in terms of their reporting areas, they would fall differently from where we're operating from. Can we just note your area and then,
okay,
and then maybe make a follow-up and then maybe report that to the committee on those areas? That would be my proposal, Chair, rather than, because now we are going to go completely taking into account, with your respect, the question of Honorable Mdabe. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think, does anybody have got a problem with that approach? Honorable Mdabe is the sponsor of the question. You are fine.
Cover, Chair, thanks.
Okay. 8.8. Okay, then we come to our recommendations. CCMA. Nine point five, and then 9.6.
Yes, Chair, I see that. Sorry, we'll work it out on the final program. That is same for ADC.
Can we then can we get a formal mover of the quarter three presentation? Is there somebody's here?
Yes.
Honorable Zuma. Ulahlekile. Come again.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the adoption of the minutes.
Of the quarter three report. Thank you.
Of the quarter three report. Thank you.
Can we get a formal seconder?
Chair, it's Honorable Hermans. Honorable Hermans, Chair, I second the move made by Honorable Zuma, but with the writer to say, can the Secretariat please check on where Labour appears? It shows that there must be a correction. But some of the Labour is supposed to, the L is supposed to be a capital letter, as it is the Department of Employment and Labour. And other Labours, it's Labour that is supposed to be a small cap, the L. But it shows that they are all to be corrected. Then we check those that goes for the Department of Employment and Labour. Yeah, it's corrected. And then the others are correct. Just those that are for Employment and Labour because it's a capital L. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Thank
I'm going to check, Chair, the whole report in that order, Chair.
Can I request you, Mr. Sakaza, to wait until, please. Can we then go to quarter four? Are you going to be able to flag it?
Yes, Chair.
We're waiting for you.
Do you have it, Chair?
Not yet.
I'm on the fourth quarterly, Chair, page one.
Quarter four. I don't have it in front of me. I don't know with other members.
Okay, maybe let me just try a share. Is it appearing?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
hey.
Yes.
I'm on page one, Chair.
Page
quarter.
One.
Quarter four, yes.
Page one. Okay. Okay. Up to the performance and this and the strategic objective of the department for quarter four. Their performance in that quarter. Up. Program for that quarter. Go up. Is there expenditure? We are on 6 with the support services, support employment service enterprises. Okay. 6.1 is their strategic objective. That was their strategic objective. 6.2, which they are reflecting on headcount. Okay. Okay. You can go up. Their challenges that they were facing at that time. And then 6.4, their audit outcome. And then the quarter four performance of the entities at that time, 7.1 compensation fund. Okay, 7.1.1, their performance. Strategic objective, their program, their performance per program, their financial performance by that quarter, 7.1.3. Then we're on 7.2, which is UIF. That's their normal constitutional mandate, legislative mandate, go up. Their policy mandate, then 7.2.1 is their performance, the stress plan can go up. Okay, we can go up. Their annual performance per comparison. Okay. 7.2.4, their expenditure per program. All right. And their expenditure per economic classification. Okay. Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. There we add the mandate, the legislative mandate. And then 7.3.1 is their performance per program. At that time. And their dashboard in that quarter. Okay, then go up. Their financial performance. Okay, up. And then we're on NetLeg. 7.4.1, their performance per that quarter and the challenges that they experienced. Okay. And the expenditure, then is productivity SA. then their performance at that quarter. And their financial performance also be that good. Then we're on 8. Those are the observations. 8.1, any taker? Then we come to our recommendations. The quarter four report with our observations and recommendations. Can we get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover, honorable member?
Honorable Dabe, can I raise my hand?
Yes, Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and I, Sibusiso Mdabe, formally move for the adoption of the fourth quarter report.
Any seconder?
Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
I, Honorable Mathis Nonsele, second the motion by Honorable Mdabe for the adoption of the report.
Thank you. Can we then move to the first quarter? Are you able to?
Yes, Chair, I'm on it now. It's let's see, it's presenting now. Can everyone see, Chair?
Yes.
That's first quarter 2019-2020.
Thank you. First page. That's one. Two. Performance based strategic objectives. That's page one. That's page two. That's page three. You are too fast now. I don't know what's happened. We're on 4.3, Public Employment Services. Okay. Page 6. Page 7. We are on LP and IR, which is Labor Policy and Industrials, which is page 9. Four point one. Okay, we're on page 11, which talks to their financial report. Is there somebody who wants to speak? Okay. Okay, you can move. Support employment services, enterprises, I'm sorry. Seven point one productivity SA. There is information in terms of their strategic objectives, in terms of their performance, the programs. In terms of their financial performance, then we're on CCMA. Okay, you can move. Their objectives, their dashboard. Their financial performance in quarter 1, 7.3 compensation fund. Okay. Their performance per province in the quarter. Seven point four net lack. This financial overview, okay, can go up. Then we're on UIF, constitutional mandate, policy mandate, then their performance, per quarter one, their performance per program in quarter one, and in their provinces also. Then their expenditure in the quarter. And their expenditure per economic classification. Point 8. There we are, our observations. 8.1, which is the Department of Labor. 8.1.2, 3, and then we come to 8.2, which is productivity. Ah, Zolan, why are you jumping now? Go back a bit. When we are on observations and yeah, we are on 2.1, which is a productivity. It's A, can you go up? Yes. 8.3, which is compensation fund. 8.3.2. Okay. We're on NEDLAC, 8.4. UIF, then we are online, which is our recommendation. Then 9.2, Creativity SA. .3 compensation fund. 1 with its recommendations and I'm sorry, with its observations and recommendations. Can we get a formal mover?
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the first quarter report.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder? Can we get a seconder?
My hand is up, Chairperson.
Yes, whip.
I, Nobuhle Ngabane, second the adoption of the one report as proposed by Honorable Zuma. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can we get quarter two? The problem with my gadget, I can't see the hands. Okay. Sorry for that. Honorable, I'm sorry, Mr. Sakaza, can you please say?
I'm sharing it, Chair. Can everyone see it now?
Not yet.
Not okay. Yet.
Is it there now?
Not yet. No.
Yeah, it's presenting now.
Yes.
All right. Page one. Members will indicate if they want to comment. Can you go up? 1, introduction, 2, performance per program, that's page 2, up page 3, up page 4, 4.3, Public and Employment Services, 4-3-4, which is page 5. Page 6. 4.4, up. Point 5, which is on page 7. Then go up. Page 8. Page 9. Up. We're on entities now. Compensation fund up. Okay, 6.1.1, which is on page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Up a bit. Page 13. Page 14. Okay. Page 15. Page 16. We're on UIF. Page 17. Page 18. Performance of the program, page 19. Page 20. Page 21. Page 22. Page 23, 24, Commission for Conciliation, Mediation, and Arbitration. Okay, you can go up. Page 26. Their financial performance. 20, this is page 28. 29. We're on National Economic Development and Labour Council, NEDLAC. Financial performance, page 31. Productivity SA, page 32. Page 33. 34. Then we are on our observations. It's all about the department. Any comments? Eight point four. Well, then, on compensation fund, that's what we have observed. Eight point seven. We're on CCMA. 8.8, 8.9, 8.10, 10.11. Okay, you can go up. We're on net lag, that's what we have observed. 8.16, 8.17, 8.18. Then we're on productivity SA. That's what we've observed. Then we come to our recommendations. Then compensation fund 9.2, 9.3, 9.4 UIF. 9.5 CCMA. 9.4 Netlec. And then lastly, sorry, productivity SA. If there are any comments, can we get a formal mover? What's happening now, Mr. Sakas?
We got a...
Can we get a formal mover? There's somebody who has unmuted. Can we get a formal mover, honourable members? Can we get a formal mover?
A person.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Honorable Zuma. Ula Shekil. Honorable Zuma.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the second quarter report.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder? Any seconder?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I, Honorable Nombulelo Hermans seconds the motion by Honorable Sibongile Zuma to adopt the second quarter report of 2019. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Now we are going to go to the last item of our agenda. Can I just get a just 2 minutes nature call? Can I?
Yes.
We are not getting out of the meeting. I'm just running somewhere. Just now. Nature calls. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Honorable Inanna, unmute. I see you've muted.
I'm saying that there was a suggestion previously on our meeting that in the absence of the chairperson, somebody and the chief group was recommended that should steer the meeting. I don't know whether you still recall that meeting that we can't stop it because the chairperson is not there. There is somebody who has to take over. Hello.
Abapendule honorable Inanna.
What have I asked by it? Do you know the name? My Kaban. I the overfair it was slam the time I come in.
Zindo Zali virtual meetings, Honorable Inanna.
Indalo, edibana nale technology.
Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Are we all now in attendance? Mr. Sakaza.
Okay, Chair, let me put it back again. Does everyone see it now? It's the oversight to the compensation fund, Chair.
Chairperson, can I...
Is it visible to everyone, Chair?
Yeah, it is visible. Chairperson, can I raise an issue with you, please?
Can you?
Can I raise an issue with the committee?
Yes, on what?
On what I'm going to hear when I was on the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Chairperson, previously we agreed as a committee that if for whatever reason there is a reason that you are not available, we should not be stopping the process. Somebody must take over to steer the meeting. So that was an agreement. I know that you ask that you are be excused for whatever minute, but I think the next time that we need to proceed, because the nature is always follow. Nobody's excused from that.
Okay. Well, that is noted. No, that is noted. The unfortunate part is that we don't have breaks on these meetings, but it's fine. No, I've noted that, or I remember. Can we then, have we all have the document in front of us?
I'm on page one now, Chair.
Yes, we are. First, I think when we are going to be deliberating on this report, I think members will always understand that we conducted this oversight. Unfortunately, all processes were taken up by COVID. So I think today we will then go through with it. And we are on page one of it. Any comments?
Hello, Chairperson.
Hello.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, on introduction. Yes, Mr.
Yeah, Chairperson, as we would go deep into the report, I have observed some of the omissions of the undertakings that we noted when we were on the visit. But I just want to highlight right from the beginning that when we go through the process, some of those would be detailed. This is omitted on the report.
Okay. Can I just assist members? Yes, you are allowed to do that if we are on a particular point and you think that there are omissions. You will table that, and the committee will deliberate, agree if it's agreeing, disagreeing with if it's disagreeing, or it must be reframed or amended. So members will feel free. We will. That's why we are going through point by point, heading by heading. So at that particular time, when you are in that point, you'll indicate.
Okay.
So that's one. We're all comfortable with the introduction. Two, which is objectives of our visit.
Chairperson?
Are we fine?
Yes. Can I raise an issue? Ed?
Yes.
Yeah, Chairperson, one of the issues that the fund identified as a challenge, which is not captured, was the amount of the medical claims that were confronting the structure. As it says, that inadequate ICT infrastructure resulting in volumes of unpaid medical claims. But the way I raised that issue, that we need to know how much of those unpaid medical claims were.
That's the input from Honorable Yinana. Any other taker on that issue? Any other taker? Can we, if there is nobody, can I assist Honorable Yinana and say, when will then be coming to our observations? That's what then okay. You will raise your point
okay.
In terms of what then has been observed, and then we'll deliberate on it at that point. Are you okay with
Thanks,
that?
Sir. I'm okay, sir.
Okay. Can you move up if in the absence of any comments? Up, Mr. Sakaza, are you
yes,
still with
Chair.
Us?
Yes, Chair. I'm
okay.
Still with you, Chair. I'm moving now to the delegation.
Delegate, yes. In the delegation, can we because there were other members of staff who were leading in particular disciplines, if I can use if that would be the accepted word. In that, which I think you have omitted in terms of the claims, a person who is heading the registration, the claims registration, a person who's heading the medical benefits, and the person who's heading rehabilitation services. Will it not be important that we reflect on those so that there is a broader understanding? Obviously, we are not going to list everybody who was there, but at least, for instance, Ms. Nokuthula Sihlangu is the one who was heading, who's heading the registration of claims. Then the other one is Ms. Millie Reikers, who is heading the medical benefits, and Ms. Fazan Fakir, who's heading the rehabilitation services. I would recommend that we put those as part of the people who were. I think it's important that we say that Mr. Mafata, the board members, but also the heads of the disciplines that are in the compensation fund. I think, is there any, can I check with members? Because I don't want to be seen as being a...
Yes, Chair, I'm raising my hand.
Honorable Ntlela, yes.
Thank you, Chair. I raised to support your proposal that we perhaps on the line that says other board members, that should be captured, and then it should in fact say as per attached attendance register, because we did assign attendance registers there. Then it would show everyone who was present in that, because we had a room full of people in that session. So we need to capture everyone present so that we don't, when later on there is issues of corrections, some people may in fact be left out, and yet they had vital information to this report. So that's the first point I wanted to, in support of what you say in text. That is if the names are too long to be captured there. But then the names that you have originally proposed, that they should be captured because those are heads. But for everyone else, in addition to that, then should the reference be made to the attendance register that is attached. Then the second one, Chair, is with regard to the status of Mrs. T. Neneshes, because she's captured here as the chairperson of the Compensation Board, Compensation Fund Board. When she, in fact, introduced herself as a chair of the Audit Committee, because she always spoke and said that she represents an independent board, which is the audit. Yeah, but here she's captured as chairperson of the Compensation Fund Board. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. Can I just first say on the issue of the attendance, Mr. Sakaza, you then have to just get the that page so that it's circulated to everybody. I think
can I just chip in there? I have the page for ATC. Remember, these reports must go to ATC. I can circulate the attendance register for everyone. I have it with me, but I'm not sure if on the report that's gonna go to the ATC that I can attach that. I can if the committee say attach that also on the register, on the ATC check. I have it as Honorable Nonthela says it. Thank you, Chair.
Ingxaki yakho ke Zolani usukufuna uphendula ithetha.
Chair.
Uzaba neproblem. What Mr. Nonthela is raising, Honorable Nonthela is raising, is correct. So that if there is anybody who's contesting in terms of the staff that was that attended,
okay,
we have that. You will circulate that to us as members. But the addition of the heads of disciplines in the compensation fund must be in the report that you are going to ATC.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Honorable Ngabane, Chair.
Honorable Ngabane?
Yes, Chair. I just want to differ with what Honorable Nonthela is raising, Chair. I did verify with the DG as well as with the Commissioner of the Compensation Fund. Ms. Neneshezi is the chairperson of the Compensation Fund Board.
Yeah.
What is reflecting on the report is correct, Chair. We need not to change it. Thank you.
Okay. That correction, yes. Myself also, I did check, and I was clarified that Ms. Nene is a chair of the board and Ms. L. Francois is the chairperson of the independent audit committee. What she was then referring to when asked in terms of the issues of the audit committee that it's an independent. She's the member of the independent of the internal audit team, but she is the chairperson of the board of the compensation fund. I think that correction is in order because it has been verified. Okay, can we then go into 4.1? Okay. Okay. Yintoni mani ngqola Zolani?
Not from my side, Chair.
There is somebody who has not muted.
Let me check that, Chair, from my side.
And she always.
I can mute everyone except Chair.
Please do that, because I don't know. There's this sound that is. I don't know whether it's only on my side. Okay, 4.4. Okay, we're on page 3. Okay. All right. There's the presentation by the commissioner. Am I the only one who's disturbed by this noise?
And if I'm not sure, I don't know members.
Chair, may I make a comment on 4.6, please?
4.6. Yes.
4.6 demonstration on how the CoEasy system works was conducted for the members of the delegation. And then it outlines what the demonstration
I missed that. Come again.
I said 4.6 says the demonstration on how the CompEasy system works was conducted for the members of the delegation. And then it outlines what the demonstration covered. Can we also add in there that external use of the CompEasy system was not demonstrated? So this is the internal use that was demonstrated, the process that the staff of the compensation fund follows, but not the external use. What the external users see and how their process works and what they use on the system was not demonstrated.
Because I was not, when members when members that were part of the demonstration respond, I want members to also respond on the question that I'm going to ask. Can you wait, Honorable Zuma?
Okay.
Is the issue that Honorable Dana is raising, was it raised during the time of the demonstration? So whoever is going to come in must also, in addressing that, also address the question that my clarity also that was then that reflected to the people that were doing demonstrations. I'm asking it, you must remember that myself and Honorable Hermans, we were not part of that process. So that's why I'm asking that clarity myself.
May I somebody say something, Chair?
You ask a question, Honorable Dana. You ask a question, you were not alone in the demonstration.
Yes.
So you must also allow other members to interact with what you are raising. That's how deliberations in the committee are conducted in terms of issues that we came across, so that we all have an understanding which is uniform. So you have commented on something, I have asked something, but you must allow your colleagues that were with you to check if they do have the same understanding of what you are saying. Okay. Honorable members.
Can I come in?
Wait, Honorable Nansel. There is somebody who's making a noise. I'm going to take off these earphones. Maybe it's them that are making me to feel that there's a noise.
Not sure I can hear
you. Can you hear me, Honorable Nansel? Honorable Nonsele, is there anybody after Honorable Nonsele?
It's only now so being we can
Okay. Can I come in, sir?
Yes, Honorable Nonsele. I want to check if is there somebody who wants to talk after you on the same map.
Okay.
So that I note the hands. In the absence of that, come in, Honorable Nonsel. Honorable Nonsel.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, I want to suggest that because what is captured here is what took place, if an honorable member wants to argue the points that she raises, then she should hold back until we arrive at the observation. Yeah. Okay. Because she's not disputing what is captured here. Yeah. So the point then would, if valid, would then be debated on the observations. That's my proposal, sir.
Anybody who is agreeing with that? I think that will be a more amicable way of us moving forward. So can we agree that everything that a member thinks that it should have been captured, when we come into observations, then we will then reflect on that debate and see how do we move forward. Honorable Dana, are you fine?
Yes, Chair, I accept that.
Okay. There is something else you wanted to say?
No, I'm fine, Chair. I'll keep it for the observations and the recommendations.
Okay. All right, can we go up to page 4?
My hand is up, sir.
It's Honorable Hermans. Honorable Hermans? Honorable Chairperson, thank you. On 4.7 on the report of the walkabout, I'm not sure whether I must mention it now because I think there are some two or three key issues that are missing. The first one, say, is the engagement with the walk-in clients, because in that walkabout, we had engagements with the walk-in clients. That is number one that I think is missing. And the second issue, I'm not sure about the floor. I think it's the fourth floor, if I am not mistaken, where we went to the system itself, where the employees at that floor have shown us how the system operates. And they've shown us on the application that came in, what are the processes that are followed. And also on the application that was not rejected as such, but an application where an applicant didn't put in the necessary information. Then they send it back to the client. It shows on the system that these are the outstanding documents and also the communication that goes to the client to inform the client about the information that is required or that the client has not submitted. The other issue on the call center, when we visited the call center, it's where a client called in and it was explained because the complaint of the client was that she cannot use the system. There's a problem with the system. Whenever she is trying to prompt in her information, the system goes blank. Then it was explained to the client that the reason for that, it's because the client was not registered on the user registration platform. That is why the system goes because she was complaining that whenever she tries to use the system, she cannot use the system and the system just goes blank or goes off. Then she was assisted to register in our presence, where she confirmed that no, she is fine now and I'm not sure when that I'm doing it.
No, we can hear you.
Okay, Chair. If she confirmed why she was there when she was talking to the lady at the call center, that no, now that I'm registered on this platform and also on the system, I'm able to put in my information. I think those are the three issues, Chair, that I was missing. Or I'm sorry, because I was supposed to mention it on the first one. The one of the walk-in clients. There was a client who had a problem with the compliance certificate. And out of the interactions with the client, it came clear, because the supervisor of that floor was there, it came clear that the client was misinformed by his accountant. That is why he paid lesser amount as compared to the amount that he was supposed to pay. And it was the last date, the day we were there, it was the due date, and the payments couldn't be staggered as the client was requesting. But the case was escalated to the relevant manager, which for me was a very positive issue, that if a person has a problem, a walk-in client has a problem, the case they are able to escalate the case to the relevant manager or to the relevant person to resolve the case. It doesn't end that the person will be sent out with the problems that the person is experiencing. I'm not sure how can it be captured, but those are the four issues that I have missed in the work about a report, Chair.
Well, because we were together.
Yes, sir.
I will recommend that it be structured. I hope the secretariat is able to structure that in the walkabout. I don't know where to factor in. Is that one we in the walkabout in the which is in the reception area? We were able to observe a client that was assisted due to his or her administrative challenges that then touches into the information of his claim. Then there must then be a second heading that talks to where we visited the claim section, the processing of claim section, where we were taken through. Then what? So I'm just so that when some that members do have an understanding of that, and then the last one is then be the call center.
Okay.
I just want to check if members have captured that, so that when we deliberate, we are able to understand that flow. Because I must also remind members that we all agreed that we'll subdivide ourselves. There will be those that will be in the demonstration, and there will be those that will then go and see, because we didn't want to leave the compensation fund offices without understanding what is taking place. Can I check with other members if they are fine with that approach?
Chair, I think you've correctly. I'm satisfied with the approach that you say we must follow, so that all those issues can be captured.
Okay. All other members, Honourable Nonsense.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm just worried so that we don't seem to be adopting a different approaches, so that we're consistent. That the points that have been raised by Honourable Hermanus do relate to point 4.7. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe would then have started with talking to observations, Chair, because the points that she makes fill in that, because when we discuss the observations, then the point would be that would propose that 4.7 is in fact underreported. Yeah, and we deal with all other matter and the process of how we give effect as you propose already. So my suggestion is that we in fact move to 5 point to committee observation, so that we are able to accommodate also other outstanding comments that were raised, which I want to also to comment on. Thank you, Chair.
No, the reason that we were going that exercise, remember that not all of us were exposed to what Honorable Hermans is raising. So I thought what she was adding on, she was adding to what is missing in the body of 4.7. Then, if then that is then understood in that fashion, when we are in deliberations, we will then begin to say, in 4.7, I'm making an example with the additions that have been put, that have been factored, this is then what we have, that's what we observe, what then becomes an observation. Or it's not cast in stone that must be an observation. If members want to deliberate on that is fine. So we were factoring in the body of 4.5 or 4.7. If then that is then understood, can we then come to, now we are on, Mr. Sakas, we yes, are sir. On now, comment we are on now, on the observations,
yes, sir.
Which is then 5.1. Any taker?
Yes, Chairperson, you're done.
Who else? Because I just want to note you in the order. It's Honorable Yinana.
Dana.
Honorable Dana.
Honorable Nonsale.
Honorable Nonsale. Okay, in that order. Honorable Yinan.
Chairperson, we observed, and it is captured here, that there were very much disagreements amongst the members about the efficiency of the new system. That is also captured in page one. And as we hear on the observation, I raised the issue of umahluko that is being defrauded. But the amount of what was fraudulent is not captured. And this is what I said that raised how much was defrauded by under the system of umahluko. And the other point that is not reflected is the inefficiency of the compensation fund. I was expecting it that on the observation, it is well captured. The third one, the other one is the involvement of the third parties, because we were told that some of the problems in the fund in terms of the payment were because of the involvement of the third parties. But the commissioner acknowledged that the third parties were so much experienced, and some of the medical providers were using the third parties as the end goal between the claimant and the fund itself. So I was expecting, therefore, that observation is also captured here. The last one is about the progress report of the action plan. The action plan for phase two is not captured. It is not reflected on the report, but we know that previously there were disclaimers by the audit committee of the fund that it got five consecutive qualified reports. But with the introduction of the action plan as from last year, we're expecting to have the progress report that how up until now, how has been its corrections in order to make the fund efficient. The last one, okay, that this one is going to be on the recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Dana. No, sorry. The approach that we are going to take is this. The member is going to raise issues on the observations. We will deliberate. If members want, if they are agreeing or disagreeing, or rephrase or delete on the issues so that we are done with that member, so that the capturing by the secretariat, remember that now we're not asking questions and whatever, we are deliberating. So we will allow a member to raise its issues, we deliberate on those matters, we put them aside. So can I then get even if it's not in the order of what Honorable Nonsela, but if Honorable Nonsela wants to come in on Honorable Dana on what Honorable Yinana is raising for now. I hope I'm understood. Are you still there?
I understand.
Honorable members, there are the points that Honorable Yinana has raised. How much is the compensation fund defrauded of? We thought that will reflect the inexperiences of the compensation fund. What is that now? The involvement of the third party and the progress report of the phase in the event that they have had a disclaimers for more than 5 years. Any taker? I will not tell you about it. But you have to have a meeting.
Because I can't.
It must be members that are leading the deliberations. It can't be me. If then there is nobody who's a honorable members, on the issue of the amount of how much was then the how much is the fund defrauded of, I don't think we're in a position now to quantify that. I think when we come to the recommendations, we'll then have to craft a recommendation that will then have to take into account and respond to that. That's what I will then suggest to the meeting. Is there anybody who wants to respond on that? We note that, but when we come to what we are recommending, I will then speak because I don't want to create a confusion. I will then reflect on the formulation of that recommendation, which is to address the first point that Mr. Yinana proposed. I mean reflected on. On the second one, which is the efficiency, am I correct, Mr. Yinana?
You are correct.
The efficiency of the compensation fund. Any taker on that?
Chairperson, is it?
Okay, it's Honorable
Herman.
Yes. And Honorable
Dainer.
Yeah.
Honorable Dainer.
I think in the opening remarks of the
the DG or the commissioner.
The DG, thank you. On the opening remarks of the DG, I think the issues on inefficiency of the fund is reflected on.
Can Mr. Sakaza go there?
So that's we can go to, yeah, please, Chair.
On which one, Chair?
The presentation by DG.
Oh, okay. 4.6. Yes. Oh, 4.... presentation by DG.
Yes. Nyuka kakhona. Yeah.
Did you get it?
Not fine.
So shukum.
Can you go up a bit?
The head compensation is one of the entities give the control. Okay, I think it's the third parties employed the previous employees of the fund who knew the inefficiencies of the fund and exploited them.
Which sentence is that?
Okay. I'm checking, Chair, it's the third parties have been involved in the claims process in the on page one. Okay. No.
That's page one, member.
Who's page one? Okay. How new can you move on?
That's where it starts.
Okay. Masi, yes,
okay.
Go to page three, which was page one when I was looking at it. I think it's page three.
Page one.
Where the DG talks about the inefficiencies.
It's on page two.
It's page two, ne? Okay.
Yes, page two.
Okay, it's on it's sentence number one, sentence number two, which is line 1, 2, 3. The DG gave a comprehensive background on the history of the compensation fund, which led to the challenges the entity finds itself in today. I think when he was giving that comprehensive background, he mentioned the issue of the inefficiencies of the fund and also referred to the issue of not having enough medical practitioners as we are competing with as we are competing in the market with the public sector. In that report of mentioning in the when he was deliberating on the challenges that led on the issues that led to the challenges that the entity finds itself in, I think he mentioned those inefficiencies, though they are not appearing. But on the last sentence on this page, it appears as the involvement of the third parties resulted from the inefficiencies of the fund. I think something is missing there. Because I remember when the DG was deliberating on these issues, he mentioned the number of inefficiencies of the fund, which led also to the misuse of the fund by the third parties. That is why I was going to that, but I don't see it. But I remember when the DG was deliberating, he mentioned all the inefficiencies of the fund.
There is a paragraph that starts on page two that starts with, third parties have been involved in the claims processing for a long time. The involvement of the third parties resulted from the inefficiencies of the fund. the third parties employed the previous employees of the fund who knew the inefficiencies of the fund and exploited them to the benefit of the third party. The inefficiencies, that's where they are being reflected on, and what were then the causal factors of those inefficiencies.
That's correct, Chair.
Yeah, Chair.
Honorable Nonsei.
Yes, Chair, I fully agree with you, because the points that the Honorable raised earlier on are in fact captured there on under the heading of the objectives of the visit. Yeah, and they fall in line with those objectives. If perhaps the Honorable Member wants to now to propose that quantifiable figures are in fact mentioned, because if you study it right from top, from bullet one, yeah, it talks to all, but in summary, if Jenny wants to argue about the figures, then those are the points that perhaps we can consider if it's necessary to mention them in quantified figures. But my proposal is that these are captured in that on section two of the report, that is under the objectives of the visit. Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Honorable Dana.
Thank you, Jay. Now, with regards to the observations, I think we should note that only the internal side of CompEasy was demonstrated, as I mentioned previously. I also did raise this in the meeting because I specifically asked, and the members that were present will remember, I asked about the tiles of the program that was not working for external users. And these are people like doctors and workers who have to submit claims. So the external side was not demonstrated. That's my first observation. And then
sorry. Before that, there's an issue that has been raised around the inefficiency. Now, the Honorable Member is talking about the inefficiency of the compensation fund. Are we all in agreement that fund is inefficient? So that we don't lose the trend in terms of what he asked. Is there somebody who's got another view?
Chair, I don't think it's the inefficiency of the fund, but we can say there are areas of inefficiency, those that were mentioned. And then we say those areas that were mentioned, we covered them. The issue of the system, which was inefficient, which on the introduction it's addressed, to say there were deliberations and disagreements by the members of the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour.
Any other take?
Oh, sorry, on the introduction, one of the issues discussed at this meeting was the migration from Umehluko to CompEasy information system, where there was a major disagreement among members of the committee on the efficiency of the new system, which means if we are talking about inefficiencies, I don't think it's the inefficiency of the fund itself, but there are areas which are problematic. There are challenged areas which we can mention and say inefficiency was in these areas. That is what I wanted to say, Chair. Thank you.
Any take on that?
Chairperson Inanna?
Yes. Anybody after Mr. Inanna?
Dinner, please, to continue.
Was there some damage?
Are you continuing on the inefficiency part? Because that's where we are. That's what we must, as we are deliberating. Because we can't skip and go to. Okay. So it will be Honorable Yinana, Honorable Dana, Honorable Mdabe, in that order.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, the presentation was done by the Director General. And on the presentation, he acknowledged that there were inefficiencies in the fund. And he made the reference of some of those inefficiencies, the involvement of the third party, that for a very long time, the third party was assisting the beneficiary because of inefficiency. And you even quoted the line of what is it that the Auditor General is saying. So for the committee, it's for the committee to accept what the presentation by the Director General was made, because this is exactly what he was giving us as a report. Our adoption and observation has to be in line with that, because it was never disputed when the presentation was made that there are inefficiencies within the department.
Correction, not the department, the compensation fund.
Thank you, Jay. And speaking of inefficiencies, to get back to my point, on the external side of the system that was not demonstrated, I don't think we can say in one of our observations the system is functional if we did not see a demonstration on both the internal and the external workings of the system. Because as I've stated numerous times in many committee meetings, and to Mr. Mafata as well, people are struggling with the external use of Comp Easy. It is inefficient.
Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you, Chair. On the issue of the inefficiency, as it has been said by the fund, I don't think that's a correct formulation. The fund is not inefficient. If we look at what has been presented in the quarterly reports of the department, especially on compensation funds, how much has been claimed and how much has been paid vis-a-vis the number of complaints that people have not been paid. You first deal with the issue of the systems. If you then say the system is inefficient because of 1, 2, 3, which were the issues that were raised by the Auditor General, therefore, the Commissioner said because of the inefficiencies in the umehluko control systems, they had to therefore then come up with a new IT system, which is ComEasy. ComEasy addressed the issues that were raised as inefficiencies in the umehluko system. Not that the fund is inefficient. Secondly, the issue of those who have been benefiting illegally from the inefficiencies of umehluko, the ones that were complaining about the new system, because the new system required that those who would then be claiming on behalf of a particular person or a particular institution would have to get authority and authorization through the system from the person whom they are doing the application on behalf. And most of those that could not therefore access the system, the new system, which is ComEasy, because they did not have all the required information that the system would then legitimize the application, are the ones that are complaining here. that was presented by the commissioner in our portfolio committee meeting, which was held at Good Hope a building, whereby honorable members from the opposition invited different stakeholders who were the beneficiaries and the alleged complainants into the dysfunctionality, I'll put that inverted commas, the dysfunctionality of the system. The commissioner explained it in front of everybody, and nobody raised an issue about what the commissioner was saying. Now, I'm challenging this issue of the dysfunctionality of the fund. Yes, there has been problems in the previous IT system, not on the current system. Thanks, Chair.
Hello, Chair.
Chair, may I please say something as well?
Chair.
Honorable Nonsele, just hold on.
Yes.
Honorable Dana.
Unless it...
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Nonsele, I haven't forgotten that you want to speak.
No, thank you.
Honorable Dana, please be patient. Please be patient. Let's allow everybody's views be heard.
Okay.
Please. Okay. I just want, because that there are members that are going to speak, I'm just directing members as they will be speaking to go to the presentation of the Director General of the Employment and Labour 4.1. You take it from that sentence that says the CF realized you go until up to where it ends by the sentence that says the DG explained that blah blah blah, and you stop there. So when we speak about the inefficiencies and whatever, we look into what then the DG said in the presentation when we conducted our oversight, and what was then presented to us by the commissioner before we conducted this oversight. Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chairperson, I think we agreement here. That our point of departure, as outlined in the report, were areas of concern or what is termed as any deficiencies that resulted in us to go and visit to do the oversight visit. I think therefore, Chair, when talking about inefficiencies, it's not necessarily to talk about the department in its totality, or the fund in its totality. would be issues as Honorable Mdabe has elaborated, and I'm not going to go, but he has felt to our visit there. With that, he was putting into perspective there was to make us understand and to appreciate the areas where there were challenges, the interventions they have made. So his presentation was basic actions they've made. Coming to the point that I wanted to talk was in turn. The point I was raising, which you have raised in part, that is system work externally. We went there as an effort to be made. We in fact said others must go and do what you and the honorable have. But you went there on behalf of the portfolio body. In that context, Chair, the report that Honorable Hermanus was elaborating further on, in my view, relates to what Honorable from the Freedom Fund Plus is in fact arguing on. There would not have been any way that the Honorable Member would have seen or had an experience of what she is raising now, because she was not part of that team that went out with you. Unless then she wants to argue that she wants to go and have her own experience. But when you concluded with that exercise, you didn't come back and keep quiet. We had a session as a portfolio committee where both yourself and Honorable Hermanus, you reported to the committee. The observations, therefore, that Honorable Hermanus is in fact at making additions on are observations that were formally reported when you came back. So it would be incorrect to put an account that in fact for the first time is presented here in this debate. The account both yourself and Honorable Hermanus has done was an account that you did to us whilst we were there at the offices of the compensation fund. So in my view, therefore, one proposal of how we should proceed is that we should agree that on 4.7, where it captured the areas of your own observation, that is when you go out, that the report is in fact underrepresented your account. And the areas that Honorable Hermanus has pointed out should in fact be added. And as they are added, then they would address the area of concern that the Honorable Member from FF Plus is in fact raising. Because that's how I understand it. It can't be correct to argue as though it never happened. The only limitation was that, unfortunately, on her part, she could not split herself into two to be on both sides of the observations, that is by the delegation. That's my submission, Honorable Chair.
Can Chair,
thank you, Chair. Now, I just want to, I think there's confusion when I refer to the external use. I didn't refer to your inspection that you and Honorable Hermanus undertook in the building. I referred to the external use of the CompEasy computer program. And I just want to clear this up because I've sent this in so many meetings. I completely accept that the taps have been closed by switching over from Umehluku to CompEasy. That's not in dispute. The problem that I'm raising, that I've raised before, that I've raised with Mr. Mafata, that I've raised with the chairperson, that I raised at the site visit, is if you go, and I'll explain it with a program that we all use, if you use Microsoft Word, if you go onto your desktop and you click on your Microsoft Word so it can open so you can write a letter, the problem is people using the CompEasy computer program, They go onto the program and they click on the tile, like you would click on your Microsoft Word tile. But that tile is not responsive. So it does not even open. You cannot even get to a stage where an invoice is rejected, where you have to submit all the documentation that you need. The tile itself does not work. That is the problem. It's in essence an IT problem. And Honorable Nonsele supported me when I said this in the committee, when I said to Mr. Mafata, the tiles don't work. We need IT support for end users who use the external side of CompEasy, the computer program. It's all good and well. We saw the internal side, the different staff members who work with the different stages, even flew up from KZN to come and demonstrate how it works on the internal side. We did not see an external side of the CompEasy computer group. Program demonstration. We did not see that.
Chair,
and the problem that I've been saying has been going on since, I don't know when they started, when they... Excuse me, Chair, but if it, you allow other members to talk and talk and talk and explain the whole story, but I'm the only one who's getting interrupted. May I please finish?
What's happening now? I am chairing the meeting. Why now are you on top of your voice?
People have been interrupting me while I've been speaking. May you please protect me so I can finish my point.
Can they be other honourable members? Before you finish, Honourable Dana, was there somebody who wants to put an order? Was there something, there's somebody who is not, who has not unmuted her or his system. And that is the person who's creating a problem for me. Or it's either it's my side, which I then, I'm of the understanding that I am audible to everybody.
Sure.
Not unless there are people who are part of this meeting that we don't know.
Chair, I've muted everyone now.
Yes.
So it's only you and Honorable Denner who are.
Okay. Honorable Denner, can you finish off, then we give other members time to speak? Can we be patient, Honorable members? Please.
Now, my point is, the CompEasy computer program is not working on the end user side because the physical tiles are not working. They can't go into the program to even try and submit something. And that's what I said in the site visit as well. And that's why I requested that the compensation fund make available IT support services exclusively for people who struggle with the end user side of CompEasy. And Honorable Nonsele even supported that and said that that must be explored. So just to illustrate the fact that I did say that, and that people don't tell me that I didn't say and didn't challenge anything that I've been challenging and saying since the start of the problems with the compensation fund and during our term. Thank you, Chair. That's all for now.
Thank you. Any taker?
Honorable, yes, I want to clarify.
It's Honorable Ngabane, Honorable Hermans, then it will be Honorable Nontrele on this matter. But as you will be speaking, Honorable Members, please finally address the issue so that when it is being captured, and if we disagree, there's nothing if we are disagreeing on that, will state that the issue of inefficiency of the fund. Honorable Ngaban.
Thank you, Chairperson. One, Chairperson, my concern is the approach in the meeting. Because my observation, Chairperson, is that honorable members from the opposition are coming here to grandstand. whereas all of us were given an opportunity to attend the oversight at the compensation fund. Now, Chairperson, we should not allow that. And the approach that I see, Chairperson, in this meeting is that I'm observing that there are people who have become spokesperson of the third party or the service providers. They are not concerned about the beneficiaries of this compensation fund. They are not concerned about the vulnerable workers there on the ground. That's my concern, Chairperson. You know, Chairperson, what I want to raise here is that I partially agree with what Honorable Daniel is saying on one issue, Chairperson. While the system is not inefficient currently, because the demonstration was done in our presence and all of us were satisfied. I remember her uttering that statement that, you see, Chairperson, I'm now satisfied because I've seen the system that it is working. But where I agree with her is that, unfortunately, during our oversight, we did not explore or test the system on how the external user sees it or finds it, or because there was no service provider there that you can use as a sample to say, just test the system. How do you get in the system? Are there any frustrations and that and that? But as far as the members of the portfolio is concerned, we were all satisfied when we left the compensation fund, even herself. She even raised with the chairperson I was there to say, I'm happy now because I've seen the system that it is working. But the limitation is on the part of the service user, because when we went there, there was no service user that we would use to test the system, how functional it is. But what we were shown then in the compensation fund, we all left there very happy. But my concern, Chairperson, again, is that it seems as if we are more concerned about the third party and the service providers. We are not concerned about the vulnerable workers on the ground, of which us as the ANC were advocating for the interests of the vulnerable workers, not the service providers. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Herman.
Chairperson, thank you. The first thing that I just want to mention is the issue of the sound that is happening, as if there are people who are interjecting. On the list of the participants, there's committee meeting number 5. Committee meeting number 5 is recording. I think that's one of the things that are happening. Chairperson, Honorable Nontsele have covered me on the issues that I wanted to raise, because in the additions that I have made, I made mention of a person who called, a service provider who called in, who was struggling to get into the system, and who was complaining that the system is giving her frustrations, where she was taken to the step where she is supposed to be registered. And it was clearly explained that you are not going to be able to use the system. And she was referred to a prompt that she is supposed to use. Then I take it that is the external use of the system itself. And also the second issue, the floor that we visited, where they are assisting respective provinces, where one of the employees was working on a system, on an application that has been submitted. I think on the additions that I said, there are things that are missing on 4.7. Those are the issues that are covering the external use of the system itself. And Honorable Nontsele have correctly outlined all those issues.
Thank you,
Because I take it that the external part that Honorable Dana couldn't, couldn't experience based on the fact that she was part of the team that was on the system that we left when we went for a walkabout. And then in the walkabout, we visited all those floors. And fortunately enough, we managed to find them working on the system, and we experienced how does it work and how people are experiencing challenges.
Are you done?
I'm not certain whether I'm clear enough on this issue of the external use of the system. Yes, I am done, Chair.
Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Honorable. Yes, thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I think I'm covered on all the points except for one. The issue that I made a commitment or supported the proposal. There might be similarities because we have a light complexion with the commissioner. That was the commissioner chair who made the commitment, not me. Yeah.
Yeah, I take offense to that, really. I take offense to that.
No, honestly, honorable member, not me. The commissioner made that, and I built on that commitment, not me. On behalf of the committee of the fund, I can't do that.
No, honourable members, can we? Is there somebody calling me?
No, it wouldn't help anyway. So no, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know what's wrong with this system of mine. Are you able to hear me, good people? Hello?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you, sir.
Honorable members, the issue of the compensation fund is an issue that is very, I don't want to say sensitive, but it's an issue that is creating an area that...
May I come in, Chair, before you finalize on the
on which
Honourable
matter?
Honourable Chair, may I come in before you finalize your conclusion on this matter?
Okay.
On the functionality of the compensation fund.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to refer the members. Chair, I would like to refer the members to the report that we have just concluded, considering on quarter 4, 7.1.1 talks about the compensation fund provide faster, reliable, and accessible COID services in 2020. The performance on that is 83%. Secondly, page 18 of the same report, table 12, medical invoices finalized 93%. Would you therefore then, Chair, say that the fund is inefficient or is dysfunctional? It would be incorrect, Chair, unless we are talking in terms. The issue we are raising is that the system that was used prior to the new system opened up the fund for corrupt practices. Therefore, people were so used to those corrupt activities. Now, the system that we have put in, it's the one that now close the tap. People are unhappy about closure of the tap. We must agree that we need to know from the commissioner who has not been able to access the fund on the new system, so that the committee would apply its mind in terms of the determination of whether the system it's properly working or not. Not that the fund is dysfunctional. I submit, Chair.
Thank you, Comrade Mdabe. I'm sorry, thank you, Honorable Mdabe. Because in all the deliberations...
Can I conclude, Mr. President?
Conclude on what, Honorable Hinan?
On the observation that I raised.
Okay.
Chairperson, I am not here in this portfolio committee to doctor the presentation, whether it's made by the chairperson, the minister, or the DG. We are talking about the presentation that was made by the DG. Acknowledge that there is an efficiency. We agreed when we said that there are volumes of unpaid medical claims. And we further agreed when we said that there are infrequent payments of benefits. Now, the DG, the presentation that he made, if anyone was disputing the presentation, that person or that member should have disputed the presentation by the DG then and then. So that we don't have an issue today of saying that the presentation that the DG made is not accurate. It's not coming from any of us that the fund is inefficient. It's coming from the DG himself. So I am not going to change the position that the DG presented of the inefficiency of the fund. The issue of how many people will be saying this right around is not going to change the presentation itself. The presentation by the in the fund. I conclude the project.
I just want to start from there. You are not taking that into a... You are not concluding why then it was said is efficient, where it starts and where it ends. And I just want to be simple on this without any high-powered English. When we first met with the compensation fund, they did report to us that there were challenges of inefficiency in the fund because they were using a system called Umahluko, which also contributed into them having an adverse findings by the Auditor General and disclaimers thereof. They then decided to change or to introduce a new system. Yes, because if you migrate from one area to another, there will be some hiccups in the process. That is why they then came with a report that was to address that. The DG, and he was correct by reflecting on the inefficiencies of the fund and what were the causal factors of the of it being inefficient because of the involvement of the third parties. And people that were throwing a javelin resign in the fund and go and work outside, if I can use, I don't know whether that's a use, I'm just making an example, be a consultant in the same fund because they knew that they are weaknesses. Now, in the Mahluko, that's why I was pointing, if you can go there, Mr. Sakaza. I was pointing to that, Mr. Sakaza. Mr. Sakaza.
Yes, Chair, I'm there.
Go if I can go. The DG's presentation.
Okay, Chair.
Go there.
I'm there, Chair.
Up. He then says in this sentence, He's telling us where it started. It's not something new. We were told system was switched off, but migration of data to the new system is ongoing. Therefore, there is a current one system that is operational. The DG explained that the current complaints from the third parties are as a result of the leaks in the system that is being closed. And I think Comrade Honorable Mdabe was spot on. In all what we are discussing, arguing about inefficiency, we must not argue that outside of what has been presented. And the reason that we took a conscious decision that let us physically go there so that we see what is happening in that fund. It was never about the issue of the fund being insufficient. It was about the challenges of the system. If I can quote correctly, one of the honorable members, if I'm not mistaken, is Honorable Kado. He said we must do away with the COMEZ system because it is useless and it's not assisting. And that's why there was that motion that let us physically go there. So what I was going to raise, honorable members, is that we have taken a lot of our time because we are supposed to fix, not unless we can be given 30 minutes more, that we have observed that the movement, I'm casting now something to the committee, the migration from Mahluko to COMEZ had some challenges. That's what we have observed. It's the observation. But it can't be an observation that says the fund is inefficient. So that when we then go into our recommendations, we do put recommendations which will have timelines for us to monitor. I agree with Honorable Ngabane that our focus, which is quite disturbing, our focus in terms of the fund, because the fund is addressing a number of things, but key is that there are workers that are injured on are then being serviced by either the fund and the third parties. So that our focus is more on the third parties is quite a challenge. And I want us as members to come back. Yes, it's an emotive subject, but try and ease our emotions and say, what is it that we want this fund to do at the end of the day? Which legacy do we want to leave as this committee at the end of the term in terms of this fund, which had a disclaimer and they were bold enough to change to a new system? Ours is to monitor this system within the context of what Honorable Mdabe has pointed us to. So I am putting to the committee that an observation should be, we have observed that they have moved from Umahluko, they have moved from an old system called Umahluko to a new system called COMEZ, which had its challenges. So that when we recommend what is it that we are to do to ensure that we monitor COMEZ in line
which what they are writing in their report. That's what I'm putting. That's the intervention that I'm putting into the committee. Any take?
Agreed, sir.
Honorable
Nana here.
Honorable Nana.
Chairperson, I don't understand. Chairperson?
Come again?
Yes. I don't accept the observation that omits the acknowledgement of the efficiency in the fund.
I get that you will raise that as an appropriate platform. It has never been said the fund is inefficient. The inefficiency of the fund, it was because of it's the system. The systems. So I don't want us to argue here about that. If you have got the right not to agree, it's fine. At an appropriate time, you will put your point. I can't say you are. It's fine. We have noted what you are raising. At an appropriate time, when will then be? I hope we will get the time to debate this, so that we are then able to really, because obviously it's in terms of this, we are two poles apart. So is there any seconder to the Honorable Ngabane moved? Is there any seconder on the intervention?
Honorable, seconds, Chair.
Thank you. That then is taking into account the issues that have been, because you can't talk about migration of COMEs, of Mashugo to COMEs, without talking about the plan. So when we go into the recommendation, we will then reflect on the issues that have been raised by both Honorable Inanna and both the issue of the end user. Is there any issue, any matter on the we are now on 5.4, the separation of the compensation from Dell. Any comment on that? If none, 5.5 talks to the challenges of the service level agreement. If there are no comments on that, can we then come to the recommendations?
Jean, may I add an observation, please?
We understand that is going to be debated, ne?
No, I am completely clear on the fact that I may not debate anything. This is on a different matter. May I suggest that we add that the audit committee's requests are not adhered to, as was stated by the head of the internal audit committee, Ms. Francois.
Honorable Dana, when you put a new point in any heading, whether it's observations or recommendations, you don't take that it's going to be accepted by everybody. That's why I'm saying you put it, you raise it, and allow honorable members to reflect on it. So put your new point.
The requests by the Internal Audit Committee are not adhered to, as was stated by the head of the Internal Audit Committee, Ms. Francois, during the presentation. Is the point, Madam Chair.
There is the new point, Honourable Members, on observations. Any take? I
Anybody want to reflect on that? Well, unfortunately, there's no person who's agreeing or disagreeing on that. So,
Honorable
Gaban,
I reject that observation that has been proposed to be added by comrade, by Honorable Dainer.
The observation, the new observation is being rejected. Okay, it will then fall off. But it doesn't mean that at a platform that we are given, you still want to pursue that, you can pursue that. Can we now come to recommendations? Honorable Inanna, you wanted those claims to be fraudulent claims to be quantified. Are you still on that?
Yes, sir. I'm still on that.
I would have thought that on 6.2 you will add.
No, I don't want to add any other thing except to say that the quantification of the fraud committed, we want it to be reflected, and we want to know exactly how much was.
Okay, there is something that I don't want. I hope I didn't misunderstood Honorable Ndabe when he talked about for us to be informed of those claimants who didn't come back when told that this is missing. If I misunderstood you on that, I will understand, because I thought it's important of that to reflect, but within a subheading for 6.2 on what is to be done. Honorable Ndabe, are you still around?
Yes, Chair. It's just that I was disconnected a little bit, so I didn't hear the first part of what Honorable Inanna was referring to as far as my comments were concerned. Now, that's why now I'm a bit confused as to how are you, what is it that you are responding to?
No, we're done with Honorable Inanna. Honorable Inanna wants the fraudulent claims to be quantified in terms of the amount of how much is then the quantification of those fraudulent claims. How much is it? Then I understood you, if I'm correct, for saying that we are also to be reflected on. Remember that COM is when the claim is not incorrectly filled, or the claim is running short of whatever information, the system kicks that claim
kicks it out. Now, they did say when we went there that they do speak. We asked them, so did you communicate? Do you communicate with the claimant? Yes, we do. Others do come back and correct with a correct claim. Others don't. So I wanted to add that we must also get the breakdown in terms of numbers of those claimants that come back when they are told that the form is incorrect, and those that who don't come back at all. So that we are able to balance and see what exactly is happening in that.
Agreed.
So that's why I was saying it's sub of 6.2.
Agreed, Chair. I agree with you. And the other issue on what Honorable Inanna was raising, you would recall, Chair, that I think last week we agreed that in one of the reports there would be a forensic investigation, of which you even raised the issue of what comes first. Is it the issue of after the Auditor General's report, then you institute a forensic investigation? And then Honorable Nonsele did clarify that point. Therefore, the issue of quantifying illegal claims in terms of monetary value would therefore then be part of that forensic report. Okay. I think that's how we need to deal with it. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Are we all in the same understanding? Okay, 6.3, internal audit should visit provinces in order to investigate what is happening at a provincial level. 6.4, the department should be separated from the SETA. And 6.5, that the minimal service level agreement concluded with PIC to be monitored, and then and there are consequences for non-compliance. The only thing that I want members to reflect on these recommendations of ours is that we don't have time frame. We don't have time frames, and we just cannot have recommendations, in particular on this area, that we are contesting. We don't have time frames. So, can I get any member who can propose time frames?
Honorable Ngabane.
And after Honorable Ngabane is?
Honorable Mdabe, Chair, not on the issue of time frames, on the recommendation number 6.4, Chair.
Okay.
And Honorable Dana, please, also on the recommendations in general.
Okay. Can we address first, Honorable? All right, Honorable Mdabe is going to speak on 6.4. Am I correct?
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
Honorable Ngabane on recommendations, Chair.
All recommendations.
No, Chair, I just want to propose a new point, Chair.
Can we start with Honorable Mdabe?
Thank you, Chair. I'm looking at the recommendation 6.4. It says the department is separated from the SETA. I'm trying to contextualize the recommendation in relation to the sentence itself. I'm not sure what is it that the committee is looking at, is saying as a recommendation.
Okay.
If it's a recommendation, Chair, it's either we are saying the department must be separated from the CETA, or this department must be incorporated into the CETA, if it's a recommendation. Now, as it stands, when you read it as is, doesn't sound as a recommendation.
It's just a statement.
Yes.
Is there anybody who wants to there are two things. It's either you say we must delete it, or we must rephrase it.
Chair.
On the same matter?
Yes.
All right.
You invited comments. I want to make a comment on the point of 6.4. That during the presentations there, the department or the fund made as part of their submission challenges they were confronted with through their IT support comes directly from CETA. And they were indicating the challenges they have, and that they would want to operate outside that arrangement. Noting that this is a public institution and a number of steps have to be followed, I would suggest that the principle of rather reformulation, that we in fact direct the department to do an ongoing update on the issue of CETA and the challenges on how the challenges have been resolved, rather than to say directly that they should separate, so that at that point when they come with a recommendation that is of separation, if they indeed finally separate, then we are able therefore as a portfolio committee to either support or do otherwise, rather than to say directly they should just separate. Rather note the update and that they should keep us updated. Yeah.
Can we have a formulation that is to put on record? Whilst we are still doing that,
okay.
Can you do that? Even if you put it on chat, so that we see, Honourable Dana.
Thank you, Chair. I just have two suggestions for the recommendations. The first one is that the Internal Audit Committee's requests be adhered to timelessly, and the second one is that the inaccessibility of the Comp Easy computer system to end users must be addressed. That's all.
There are the recommendations, Honourable Members. Before we go to Honourable Nkabani, are we in agreement?
Chair, Honourable Mdabe.
Honourable Mdabe, is it on what Honourable Dana is raising?
Yes, Chair.
All right.
Chair, it cannot be correct that the system is inaccessible. If there are 83% of claimants who access it, and there is 93% medical invoices that have been finalized, those are the people from the external users. Now, we need to find a formulation. I would agree by saying that we need to then improve on where there are shortcomings. That is a different matter altogether. But to say it's inaccessible is not correct, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. I didn't want to, I wanted a member to say that because we can't debate, and I'm saying it for the second time and the last time. When we are debating this oversight, it must not be on the basis of as if there are no reports in front of us. Because those reports that are tabled in front of us, they are empowering us to understand, and this have made us to be able also, so that we're able to track, because we can't debate, and I want we can't debate this as if we have never been tabled a report, the last report by the compensation fund, because it is one of the first entities that we had reports, and it's one of the entities that it has been reporting for more than 5 times, if I'm not mistaken. So with that formulation that Honorable Mdabe is raising, I think he is correct, Honorable Dana, that if there are shortcomings, we then have to monitor that and those should be corrected. But it can't be as if there is nothing that the fund is doing. So that's why the issue of the time frames is going to be very important.
Chair, may I add something, please?
Which is?
I don't dispute the fact that there are invoices that are being processed by the Comp Easy system. I don't dispute that. But the percentages that Honorable Ndabe mentioned that are in the reports, and I don't dispute the fact that there are reports in front of us as well, but the percentages mentioned and the invoices processed mentioned can be measured because those are invoices submitted. But invoices that cannot be submitted because people cannot get into the system cannot be measured.
Invoices that are only known by you, because I don't, as the committee, we've never been exposed to the number. Now you're forcing me to raise that. It's an information that is only known by you. We have never been exposed to the number of invoices that have never been processed. If you are arguing that the report, we must also be told by the Department of Employment and Labor on the number of invoices that are not processed, then that because we can't be arguing going backwards and forwards on the basis of the information that is only known by the few, which includes you. I don't think it is fair, Honorable Dane. And we must then alter our report on the basis of an information that is known. And there's nothing wrong in you having information about your constituency and be concerned about your constituency. But it can't be on the basis that we must alter everything because that information must be tested. And I want to put in front of the committee that, in fact, the issue of the forensic audit is going to be very important of the investigation, so that we are also exposed to the information that some of the members have, that some of us we don't have. And we must check with the department. We must check with the compensation fund through the department. No, Honorable Inan, I'm not going to allow this situation that every time we are to be expected to succumb to information that is only known by a few members. I don't think it is correct.
No, Chairperson,
I don't think
you haven't heard the point that I'm... You have not heard the point that I want to raise.
What is your point?
Chairperson, please be fair. Not only one person is having the report, everyone else has got the report. And the issues that are being raised are in front of all. On page one,
no,
for instance...
No, Honorable Inanna, be fair to me. I'm not talking about reports. I'm talking about the
the issue that Honorable Dana is referring to, that she has a percentage of claims that are processed versus the claims that are not processed.
Chairperson, I allow you to speak. Allow me to speak as well. I don't you know while I'm speaking. Chairperson, on the front page of the report that we are talking about, the issue that is being raised of the accessibility of the report is of the system is because it states the inadequate ICT infrastructure, which results in volumes of unpaid medical claims and infrequent payments of benefits. So if people are going to have to are not going to be allowed to have an access on the system, how would people know that the payment are done? And I think it was very important to cut out the Honorable Member Denner on the issues that she is raising. It's another issue if it is accepted or not accepted. But the fair thing is, what she is raising is what is being reflected here.
Point me to that. What is we're talking to? Mr. Chakasa, take me to where?
Yes, Chair.
Take me to page one of the report. Take me to page one of this report.
Okay, Chair. Hey, Chair. Are you there, Chair?
I'm here, Mr. Inanna. Point as to where you are referring to.
The fund identified the following service delivery challenges. Are you there, Chairperson?
I am.
Mr. Inanna.
On the bullet point, but it's not numbered, but it says under the objectives of the visit, the third bullet point.
Okay.
That bullet point, it says the fund identified the following service delivery challenges. One, inadequate ICT infrastructure resulting in volumes of unpaid medical claims and infrequent payment of benefits. You got it? Therefore, I'm saying that if a member raises an issue of saying that we need to reflect the accessibility to the fund so that the issues of knowing the receipts that are being paid and unpaid are reflected to the knowledge of everyone, it has to be accepted. I therefore say that the point that was raised by Honorable must be acknowledged.
Can we go to Honorable Gavan?
Chairperson, am I audible?
Yes,
Chair. I just want to propose one recommendation here at the end, Honorable Chairperson.
Okay.
Chairperson, noting that the compensation fund is still grappling with historically inefficiencies, the compensation fund is now implementing the action plan to turn around the situation. So what I'm proposing, Chair, on the recommendation is that there should be a reflection, Chair, on the compensation fund should table the report or the action plan before the committee on quarterly basis for monitoring of the implementation of such an action plan, Chairperson. That's my proposal, Chair.
There's an addition. Are we in agreement?
Chair.
Honorable Nonsel.
Honorable Nonsel, Chair, I move for the adoption of the amendment by Honorable Kaban. So that it, because in my understanding, it would address the points in question that are raised by honorable members with regard to the points that even Honorable Inanna has made reference to, including the points that are in fact taken into account with regard to the account by the DG. So that formulation then helps us to put this whole matter to rest. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
No, thank you, Honorable Members. Members have not reflected on the time frame in terms of the investigation. Remember that we can't put in a time frame, and I am raising the issue of a time frame because this issue has been a center of attraction of in this community and a serious contestation of this committee on this. So the sooner the investigation is being done, I think that is better. The unfortunate part is that because of COVID-19, employment and labor is one of those departments that couldn't be audited at the time that was due for it to be audited. I'm still going to check, and I'm still going to consult because I did raise this thing with the House Chair, and we were allowed to continue with the strike plan and the APP. So as we are looking into this, I want members to reflect on that, or I can put a within the next quarter, we must the department through the minister must take us through on the processes that they are going to be put in place, working together with the office of the Auditor General that accordingly. So I think that is going to we must have some time frames, honorable members, because this is quite a serious matter in my view. That is on time frame.
Honorable Mdabe, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think, Chair, it firstly is there to sensitize the department that they need to engage on the process of forensic investigation. Therefore, that process is informed by their procurement policy, because we don't want a situation whereby this forensic investigation will be done haphazardly and thereafter it becomes an irregular or a fruitless and wasteful expenditure. So they must engage on a process to identify. Am I still audible, Chair?
Yes, we are. But I want to correct something. We are the ones that must put time frames. They will then, on the basis of what we have recommended, they will come back to us and say, in fact, we'll have to monitor that, but they will look into the recommendation, they will come back to us and tell us that
These are the processes that we have put in line. What is important is that we must put a time frame.
Okay. In terms of then starting the process or concluding the process, Chair, because there are two different stages.
They have not yet made any, there was never an investigation done, was it, in my understanding?
No, nothing, Chair.
In terms of the start of the process, your investigation, we must put a time frame. Let me make an example. If we say in the next quarter they should have concluded the forensic investigation, I'm just making an example. They will then come back to us and say, we have seen the recommendation by the committee. This is what we are putting in front of the committee to be a start. I'm just making an example. This is what we are going to do. We think will be done by this time. But what is important for us is just to not to be prescriptive, but to just say we want a full forensic report by the end of the quarter. I'm making an example. Then we will monitor that. They will come to us and then say, this is where we are, this is how we're going to start and whatever. And for us is then to monitor. Whether that will take 6 months or a year, I don't know. But I think by the end of this financial year, there must be processes that are in place in terms of it is very tiring and exhausting. Are we fine with the in the next quarter we must get a report?
Yeah, Chair, we'll be fine if that is the start of the process. They must then brief us as to how far they have gone. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. The other thing that I want to sensitize before we if our report in terms of quantifying, I'll go back to the volumes. It can be volumes now. If 98% of claims have been paid, we must be told how many. It must not be volumes, because volumes may be known by other people. And for your own information, honorable members, these service providers, some of them have been intimidating me by telling me that they've got millions of claims that they are going to send to me. Service providers that were not even mobilized by me, I don't have a problem with people. So for us to be consistent and for us to be able to understand, we must then inform the department that if they are able to say 78% of claims are paid, they must then be able to tell us that 56% of claims are not paid. It must not just be volumes, because there are people who know how many claims have not been paid. Having said that, honorable members, can we, with all those amendments and corrections and deletions, can I get a formal mover of this report of our oversight?
Honorable, my hand is up, sir.
Honorable Ngabane?
I move for the adoption of this report, Chairperson. Thank you.
Can we get a second?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Nontsele.
Honorable Chair, I'm Ngcedis Nontsele. Second the motion with amendments. Moved by Honorable Ngabane for the adoption of the report as amended. Thank you.
Chairperson? Honorable Chair?
Yes. Honorable Chair? Honorable Chair?
Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, I can.
Please note the objection of the Freedom Front Plus to the report.
Thank you. Any other?
Honorable Yenana.
Honorable Yenana.
Honorable Yenana.
I can't hear.
Can I speak, Chair?
Yes. Yes, you can speak. Okay.
Yes. I never Yenana move for the rejection of the report.
Thank you. No, thank you very much, honorable members. I hope this has been quite an empowering process, and I hope members would have in the process of deliberations of this also pick up some of the issues that as members we must improve on. What is not going to be our last oversight meeting, oversight visit. But I hope we have learned, and we will then move forward. What is important is that we will then have to we'll have to monitor the functioning of the compensation fund, as we have been, and also guided by their reports when they are to table them. We will then, we hope that Office of the House Chair in terms of ensuring that the department gets these recommendations and will be informed of those in line with the time frame. Otherwise, thank you very much. Until we meet again, the Secretariat will circulate when will be our next meeting, because remember that we still have a number of minutes that we are to adopt. Thank you very much. Until we meet again.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All your colleagues.
Come again.
Thank you to everyone, to the officials and to other honorable members.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Yenana. Take care.